is the time for Voice for the Hurting Intercessory Prayer Broadcast with Jerena Payne. Welcome. Man, you matter. Mark 11:25. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Blessed is the one who does not walk in and step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the God, in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the men, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Man, you matter. The man that's listening, you matter. Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for those men that are afraid or fractured, Heavenly Father, some type of way, Heavenly Father, those that may be fragile, Heavenly Father, and feel like they have to prove their manhood, God, because they've been hurting, Heavenly Father. They've been bleeding, Heavenly Father. They've been abused and misused, Heavenly Father, maybe by a spouse or a friend, a family member, Heavenly Father, maybe by a parent, God, growing up as young men, Heavenly Father, whatever it may be, Father, I thank you, God, that by your stripes, Father, they are healed in the name of Jesus. Their griefs, God, matters to you, Father. They matter, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God. I pray for the young men and the old men that need mentors, Heavenly Father. Build the men up, Heavenly Father. Lord, it is a shortage, Heavenly Father, of male figures, Heavenly Father, to take the time, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, to develop, Heavenly Father, other men, Heavenly Father. Lord, there is a great shortage, God. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, God. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, whatever this thing is, Heavenly Father, this plague in the land, Heavenly Father, with our men, God, Father, I ask that you heal, God. Remove it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Call them forth, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them strength and power, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them the wisdom, Father, from heaven, Heavenly Father, to do, God, what you've called them, Father, to do in the name of Jesus. Ridding themselves, Heavenly Father, of self, God, and fulfilling, God, the Spirit, God, moving and operating in your Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm crying out, God, for our men. Our men matter in the name of Jesus. Lord, shift them, God, with responsibilities, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, and the responsibilities on how to lead, God. Father, they are leaders, Heavenly Father. You created the man first, God. Teach him, Father, how to lead, God, in the name of Jesus, so that he could reach back and show other men the way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cause that man, Heavenly Father, to forgive himself from shame and guilt, Heavenly Father, despair, helplessness, hopelessness, the feelings of failure, God, the feelings, God, of being inadequate, God, in the name of Jesus, God. A man is not defined by the digits in the bank. A man is not defined by the house he lives in, God. A man is not defined, Father, by the car he drives, God. You define the man, Father, his character, God, in the name of Jesus, in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for moving by your Spirit and power, God, in the area of forgiveness, God, in comparison, Father, in the name of Jesus. Calls him, Heavenly Father, to model Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Build that man up, Father. Dry up the tears and the brokenness, Heavenly Father, the tears that he doesn't allow anyone to see, God, that he cries, God, in the name of Jesus. Word curses and word hurts, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those men that have been abused, so they abuse others, God, and abuse girlfriends and abuse wives, Heavenly Father, and abuse children, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus, the spirit of control, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, rather cause them to control, God, their flesh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father. I plead the blood of Jesus us, God, over our men, Father, because they matter. They are champions, God. They are heroes, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, and you've called them forth, Heavenly Father, to go forth, God, in power, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those men that are suffering from temptations, Heavenly Father. No temptation has ever overtaken you except what is common to mankind. But God, you are faithful, you said in your word, and you will not allow that man, God, to be tempted beyond what he can bear in the name of Jesus. But when he is tempted, Heavenly Father, you will provide a way out, God, a way of an escape, God, in the name of Jesus, so that he can endure it, Heavenly Father. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, God, for self-control, Heavenly Father. Self-control, God. Mind, God. Control the minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cast down those strongholds and imaginations, God, that causes our men to fall, God, or feel inadequate, God, or unworthy, Father. The devil is a liar in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father. He is a son of God, Heavenly Father. He is a man of God, Heavenly Father. And God, there is therefore now no condemnation, Heavenly Father, to that man, God, that is in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you built the man strong, Heavenly Father. His strength, God, is a great asset, Heavenly Father, and so is his intellect. In the name of Jesus Christ, calls him, Father, to become that warrior, God, against the enemy, Heavenly Father. Calls him, God, to become that warrior, Heavenly Father, against the flesh, God. He is a champion, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. So calls him, Heavenly Father, to take off the head of Goliath in the name of Jesus. Every mountain and every giant, Father, that stands in front of him, God. Walls that are on the side of him, walls around the back, Heavenly Father. He may feel trapped, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, calls him, Father, from his belly, God, to cry out to your name, Father. Calls him to cry out to Jesus, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I thank you for answering him, God, in the name of Jesus. Control the eyes, Heavenly Father. The eyes belong to you, God. The spirit and the body belong to you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Lord, calls him to tame his tongue, Father, and keep, Heavenly Father, words of honey in his mouth, words of truth, God, in the name of Jesus, and at the same time not allow the words of others and lies and messiness, Heavenly Father, get in his spirit, God. Father, he doesn't have to speak for himself, God, because God, you will speak for him, God. He is your son, Father, a child of God, a chosen generation, Father, in the name of Jesus. He's a royal priesthood. That man that matters, Heavenly Father, is a champion in the name of Jesus. The tongue has the power of life and death. And God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that he shall speak life in the name of Jesus. He shall be hospitable, God, and one that loves doing right, and one that loves doing good, one that is self-controlled and walk upright, holy, God, in discipline, Father, in the name of Jesus. Calls him to be quick, Heavenly Father, to listen, Father, slow to speak and slow, God, to become angry, even if he's been dealt a bad deck of cards in life, Heavenly Father, even if he's been victimized in short chains and bamboozled, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are a restorer, Heavenly Father. You will restore, God, all that is lost in the name of Jesus. And if you said it, Heavenly Father, that's what you mean, Father, in the name of Jesus. Life and death, Heavenly Father, is in the power of the tongue. So we speak life, God. We declare and decree the promises of God, Heavenly Father, are yes and amen, Heavenly Father. We declare and decree we believe your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. And heaven and earth will pass away, God, before your word does. Father, you said in 2 Peter, God, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection perfection love. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, cause the man to humble themselves, God, therefore, under your mighty hand, so that you may lift him up, God, that man that matters, that champion, God, that warrior, God, in the name of Jesus. Lift him up, God, in due time. Cause him to cast all of his cares, God, upon you, Father, because, God, you care for him, God. You're saying today, God, I care for you, son. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, you want him to be alert, God, and of a sober mind, so that when the enemy that comes in and prowls around, the devil, Heavenly Father, roaring like a lion, Heavenly Father, seeking someone to devour, God, will be defeated. He may come in one way, God, but Father, because that man is filled with your word and with your spirit, with power, taking charge and authority, exercising self-control, God, not self-pity, Father, in the name of Jesus, obedient to you, God, that enemy has got to flee, God, seven ways, quick, fast, in a hurry, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, cause that man, Father, to resist him, God, standing firm in the faith, God, because he know, God, that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. He is not alone, even though he may feel alone, Heavenly Father. The man matters, God, in the name of Jesus. You promise not to leave him as an orphan. You said, God, I will come to you. Father, you said in the name of Jesus Christ that you would come, Heavenly Father, and you are there in the name of Jesus. Lord, calls him, God, those that are having issues with providing for their families or providing for their children's, God. Lord, you are the source, God. You are the well. You are the living life, God, the living water, Heavenly Father, the bread of life in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, calls him to depend not on his strength, God, not on his power, God, not on his valor, God, in the name of Jesus, but depend on you, Father, at the same time putting forth the effort, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Injustice, God, opportunities, Heavenly Father, not given when they should be. Father, you know and you see all things, God. And Father, at the right time, as you said in your word, you're going to lift that man up, God. Man, you matter. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. Thank you, God. Calls him, God, to put down, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, any ego or arrogancy, God, and crawl up in your lap, Daddy. And Father, as he crawls up in your lap, Heavenly Father, hold him and hug him, Father. Cause him to hear your heartbeat, Heavenly Father, the heartbeat of a good father. Comfort him, God, and let him know, Father, that he is safe, God, in your arms. And in your arms, he can take refuge in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you that you are father to the fatherless. You are mother to the motherless, God. Nothing escapes your sight. And I thank you, God, for healing that man, Father, healing his mind and his spirit, healing his bank account in the name of Jesus, healing him, God, all around, healing his influence, Father, healing his past mistakes that he may have made, dumb decisions, infidelity, God, embarrassment. God, is all under the blood of Jesus, and no one can cast the stone, Heavenly Father, because God, we've all fallen short of your glory. So we thank you, Father, for the victory. And you promise that man that matters, if he confesses his sins to you, God, Father God, that you are faithful and you are just, and you will forgive him of his sins and purify him from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, God, just as far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed his transgressions from him, God. Man, you matter. I thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for strengthening our men, God, to fight the good fight of faith. The good fight of faith. Because he is, God, a champion, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we declare and decree in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against our men that are black men, white men, Hispanic men, Heavenly Father, whatever, Heavenly Father, ethnicity, God. We are all one, God, in one blood, Father, one faith, one church, one baptism. In the name of Jesus, we stand united as one, God. And we declare and decree no weapon formed against our men shall be able to prosper. So cause them to go forth, God, in power, Father. And I thank you, God, for being there every step of the way. It is so. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Thank you for tuning in to Voice for the Hurting Intercessory Prayer Broadcast with Jerena Payne. If you've missed any of the broadcasts or desire to follow me, please visit voiceforthehurting.com. Now rise and shine, warrior. You are victory.